Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to record this week's podcast. And what's funny is I actually started recording a different one, and I realized that it wasn't really a helpful podcast, that it was mostly me being angry and needing to rant. So I recorded it, but I'm probably never going to post it because honestly, if any people that are super close to me hear it, they're going to get hella fucking offended because you know how you just have those moments where you're just like, I cannot stand some of the people around me. And you just kind of lose your shit and you need to like distance yourself from them. Yeah, that's what happened. So, it is what it is. We're moving on. I like to post every now and then on my Instagram asking people for topics, of things to talk about in my podcast. And I got one from actually one of my childhood friends, and it was how to know if you're compromising too much in your relationship. And I think that's a great topic. And what's funny is the first thing that came to mind was a conversation I actually had with my brother. Now, this was goodness. Honestly, this is probably like 4 or 5 years ago. This is a while ago because it was before he was with the person he's with now. I still lived in Oregon. Like, it's been a while. I would say it's at least 4 or 5 years. And so my brother and I were both like in the dating game, which fucking sucks, and I'm so glad I never have to go there ever again. We were both dating people and like going on dates, getting to know people, whatever. And so you know how like I don't know, maybe this is just me, but like when you're actively like dating, you may talk to someone for a couple weeks and then you realize it's not going anywhere. You ghost each other, you move on, whatever you end up doing, but it doesn't work out. And my brother, it was so funny. Like I would talk about like reasons why mine ended, and it would be like, oh, like I just don't really like. I felt like mine were more valid reasons to end things with people. And honestly, I can't even come up with some of the things I've said in the past. My brother, I swear he always had what I thought were the funniest reasons, to like break up with someone or to end things. And, let me just tell you about this one conversation we had. So, he'd been seeing this guy, and I feel like they'd been seeing each other for honestly, closer to like 2 months. It felt like a long time, or at least what I remember it was. It was, a long time. Maybe not a long time, an extended period of time compared to the normal talking stages, I guess. And he was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna end things with him. And I was like, what? And I say him because my brother's gay, for those of you that don't know it. And I was like, what? Like, I met this guy. Like, he was cool. He was, handsome. I was like, what's like, but oh, I didn't really know a whole lot about him. But I was like, what? Why? Like, I thought you were really into him. Like, why is this? And my brother, I remember two reasons that he wanted to end things with this guy. And to this day, I still think they're fucking hilarious. So, anyone that knows my family, specifically my dad, knows how car crazy he is. Like, loves his hot rods, totally mechanically inclined, a collector of, basically piles of junk that he says he's gonna fix up and then never fixes, steals parts off of, etc. Then when it comes to his, brand new cars, his nice cars, like one he bought for my mom and, his truck and stuff like that, like he keeps them fucking spotless. Even his work truck, he's a lineman. He has a bucket truck. Like his bucket truck is so organized and clean because my dad came from my grandpa, and basically they're like your vehicles are an investment, so anyway, my dad, basically the whole point of this is to say my dad passed down those traits to my brother and I. I would say my brother probably embodies them more than I do, but I think compared to most women, I definitely embody them a lot. I really do take pride in my vehicle. I love to sit there and detail it, whatever. Anyway, that's not the point of this. I'm getting sidetracked, but anyway. So my brother and I really love our vehicles. So my brother was telling me, and I literally can't help but giggle, that he was going to end things with him because my brother had previously told him, one time when they were getting out or getting in the vehicle, like the guy had like set his cup, like his, McDonald's cup, whatever it was, on top of the car to like put things in the car and like get in. And my brother was like, hey, like, can you not set that on my car? And the guy's like, what's the big deal? Like, it's, you know, it's there for 5 seconds, blah, blah, blah. And my brother's like, yeah, but like, you know, if you pull it, you can like put little scratches in the paint. Like, what if you spill it? Then it's going to get all sticky on my car. Like, can you please just not set your cup on my car? And I guess the guy kind of like blew it off and was like, whatever. Like, you're ridiculous. Like, laughed at him. And I hate that because it's like, okay, this is not your property. Like, you need to respect my property, you know? But whatever. So my brother kind of like is like, he brushes it off, whatever. Well, I guess like, you know, another time, you know, fairly close after, the guy did it again. And my brother was like, hey, like, I told you, like, please don't set your cup on top of my car. Like, that really bothers me. And basically, the guy just like wouldn't take him seriously. And aside from the fact that, you know, maybe, you know, my brother may have been a little petty or whatever, like, some people may see it as that, like, it's just a cup on the top of the car. But like, that is, you know, my brother's property, and he does take pride in it. He takes really good care of it. Like, it's a simple rule. Like, just don't do it, and it's not life or death situation, like, whatever. But the guy like wouldn't listen to him. So I thought that was disrespectful. So I agree with that. Like that was rude. So that was one reason. Basically, the guy like wouldn't respect my brother's car. Totally valid reason. The second reason, and I still laugh about this to this day, is my brother was like, we have different tastes in music. And I was like, what? Like what? I was like, you're gonna break up with someone or like end things with someone because you have different tastes in music. And he was like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, what's the big deal? Like, why is that a big deal? And he's like, because when we're in the car, you know, I want to listen to my music. And I was like, okay, well, you know, you can compromise. Like, this is a moment where you could compromise. And, you know, maybe on a trip, you know, one way there, you listen to your music, the way back, you listen to his. Or it's just a rule, if you're in your car, we listen to yours. If you're in his car, you listen to his. And my brother was like, no. He was like, I don't like his music. I don't want to listen to his music. Like, nope. And I was just like, what the fuck? And so I literally told my brother, I was like, Cam, sometimes you have to compromise on these things. Like, it's music. Like, you can compromise a little bit. And I will never, ever, and I mean literally never forget what he told me. And my brother goes, I'm too young to compromise. And I immediately started cackling, like laughing, because I was like, what? Like, did this really just come out of your mouth? But it did. And I don't think I fully, you know, understood what he meant until later. As far like I understood what he meant, but I don't think I fully like agreed with it and was like, you know what, I fucking get it until way later. And you know, being young, you know, you don't have to marry the first person you date. You know, you don't have to marry the second or third. Shit, you can marry the 27th. Like, it doesn't matter, you know? Like, if someone doesn't check off your boxes, no matter how small they are, like, you don't have to be with them. I do believe, and my brother agreed with me on this as well, like, I do believe there is a level of compromise in a relationship. But, like, you have to know what you're willing to compromise and what they're willing to compromise. And if there's certain things that you're like, I don't want to compromise on this, then you don't have to, you know? I fully believe that in situations like this, you need to go with your gut. So, like, for me, you know, I have goals. For example, like my career. I have this goal, and I love my job now, and I don't plan on leaving it anytime soon, but I do have a career goal. You know, I do have a career goal. There's a company I want to work for. I've tried really hard to like apply and be better for them and blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm still working at it, but that is a goal. And Darius like knows that. I'm like, this is who I want to work for. This is what I want to do. Like, I'm not going to stop until I do it. I don't care if I end up being 45 before I work for them. Like, this is where I want to be. And he totally gets it. And I was like, I will work my ass off to get there. And like, even in my current job now, like, even though it's maybe not my end game, like, I love my job. But like, I've always been a very career-oriented person. And like, looking back, you know, baseball, I worked in minor league baseball, and that was something that really got in the way of a lot of relationships, is my schedule was really hectic, you know, during the season. Even during the off season, like, I had a lot of responsibilities. I've just always been very career-oriented, and that has come between a lot of relationships. And if someone is not willing to support you and your goals and your dreams, and you're compromising the things you want out of life, then I think you're compromising too much. I fully believe that the person you're with is going to support you, and if they're the right person, you know, maybe your goal doesn't make things easy on the relationship. For example, actually, this is a great example. Darius, he works 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, but where he works, like, it's not like he's coming home every night. Like, he's literally gone for 2 weeks. Like, he's completely gone. Like, out of the house, does not return for minimum of 2 weeks. Honestly, a little bit more, because you have travel days and stuff in there. But anyway, he was like, this is what I really want to do. And I could have easily been like, I don't want to do long distance, find a different job. But this was something he worked hard for, and I was like, I can handle the distance. Like, we'll make it work. And I supported him. I was like, whatever you want to do. I mean, he was going to go Army, military. And I was like, you know what? I support you, because I would never want someone to tell me what to do with my life. So I'm never going to tell them what to do. I do think there's times, you know, where you need to have a conversation and agree on what to do. But ultimately, like, I don't think your partner should ever be like, quit your job, we're moving. Like, you know what I mean? I think instead your partner should be like, hey, I got a really great job opportunity. I really want to take it. How would you feel about moving, or, you know, getting a new job, or blah, blah, blah. Like, that, those are conversations you can have. And if you don't want to do those things, you don't have to. And I feel like compromise comes in a lot of different forms. You know, it could be someone basically, like, your partner telling you not to do something. It could be your partner. I also think that that's partially controlling too. You need to look for those controlling aspects. But, like, it literally could be little things. Like, my brother, he dead ass is, he has a great taste in music, but it's not everyone's taste. I'm not gonna lie. Like, Darius would never listen to my brother's music, ever. In fact, what's funny is, like, I listen to pretty much everything. And so I'll play some of the songs that my brother sent me, and Darius is like, no, we're skipping this. But, and I'm like, whatever, like, that's fine. Like, I'm fine with skipping songs, because there's going to be times where I can listen to my own music. When I'm home alone, cleaning the house, I got my own music. When I'm in the car by myself, I can listen to my own music. That is something I'm willing to compromise on. When Darius is in the car, he pretty much wants to control the aux the whole time. And I'm like, you know what? That's fine. Like, if that is something that makes your heart happy, I don't care. But for my brother, he was like, I want to control the aux. And that apparently was a deal breaker. And I still can't help but giggle at that. But, you know, I think there's certain things that, no matter how small or how big they are, if straight up, if you don't want to compromise something, and it, you know, it eats at you and it gets to you all the freaking time, then maybe that's a sign you shouldn't compromise that thing. I fully, and I said this before, I think at the beginning of this, I tend to lose track of things I've already talked about, but if you don't want to compromise, you don't have to, and trust your gut, you know? If your gut is, like, wrenching over the fact that you're like, yeah, I guess, like, I'll compromise over this, like, no, don't do it. Like, if it's going to eat you up inside and get to you, then don't do it. Like, it breaks my heart when I see people, you know, you could have a great relationship, but if that person's basically, if you're always the one compromising and they're not, then I also think that says something. I don't think that at that point it's compromise. I honestly think it's controlling on their end, and manipulative. That's just my opinion. I mean, obviously every situation is different. But if you feel like you are the only one always compromising your goals, your dreams, your thoughts, your opinions, you know, your time, whatever it may be, like, there's a lot of different things you can compromise. If you're the only one doing it, then that's a one-way street. And I've said this about friendships and family relationships. Like, it can't be a one-way street. It's got to be a two-way street. And obviously there's going to be times where maybe you compromise more than the other person. It's not always going to be equal. And I guess that's where you need to think, okay, you know, yeah, you compromise by letting me pick where we go to dinner, but I'm always compromising when you want to move or when you want to make a big expense or blah, blah, blah. Like, I think you need to look at the size of the compromises, the timing of compromises, and how often compromises are coming up, because Something that I also found, like, for example, this is a true story for me, and I think I've said this before. I love dancing. I love dancing. And for Darius, like, he knows I love dancing. And is he a great dancer? Absolutely not. And I still love him for it because it's adorable when I like it means so much to me when I get him on the dance floor to dance with me for a song, or if we're in the kitchen and he'll finally dance with me, or he asks to learn something and I teach him. Like, he knows how much I love to dance. And honestly, I haven't been dancing in a long time, but that has absolutely nothing to do with him. It really does. And so, but anyway, like, Darius straight up told me, he was like, I get really jealous when you dance because I don't know how, or I'm not good at it, and it kind of sucks to see you dance with these other guys. And he goes, but at the end of the night, I know that it was just a dance. It doesn't mean anything. You don't like them, and that you're coming home with me. And he's like, so that is something, he's like, that is something, like, I want you to know how it makes me feel, but ultimately, like, I support you, and I'm never going to tell you you can't dance or that you should stop dancing. And I appreciate that. And so I'm respectful about when I dance. You know, if he's around, like, I don't dance with other people. But, you know, if I'm at a concert and he's not there, or if I go out with the girls and then one of the guy friends wants to dance, like, yeah, I'll dance with him because, I know it's just a guy friend, and I'll dance with people that he would know. And I try to be really respectful about it for him because I don't want to abuse the freedom he gives me, or I guess the trust. And I don't ever want to make him feel uncomfortable or unworthy or anything like that. But in the past, I've had guys basically tell me, like, to stop going out and stop dancing. And honestly, it created resentment. It really did. Like, I was compromising one of my hobbies and one of the things I love most for a relationship. And I didn't realize it at the time, but, and I've said this before, I think, is like, it was one of those small things that I was like, okay, like, yeah, I'll give it up, whatever. And I didn't realize how much it meant to me until it was gone. And then I was like, I ended up being mad at him for, like, well, I haven't gone out, I haven't gotten to do anything, because all I did was go, like, this happened back in Oregon. Like, I loved to go out and go line dancing, so I wasn't even dancing with dudes, you know, like, I was dancing by myself. But it was the fact that I was out, he wasn't there, because he was military. Basically, it went from it. I don't think it was a compromise. Like, I felt it was a compromise, but it was a controlling compromise. So that's what I'm talking about. You need to recognize, like, maybe you're compromising things, but is it for a benefit of both of you, just their benefit? You know, who benefits from these compromises? And obviously, you know, you're not always going to benefit from a compromise. They're not always going to benefit from a compromise. Sometimes you both do, sometimes one of you does. But to what extent? Like, what benefit are they getting out of it? You know, ultimately, me not going out, he didn't benefit from it at all. I mean, except for the fact that, you know, he didn't have to wonder where I was. But yeah, my freaking location. So, like, what the fuck? But he didn't benefit from it at all. And all I did was, like, get upset and feel lonely and bored and etc. Like, I had that was some of my social interaction that he took from me, and he took friendships and all sorts of stuff. And so I think that's where you also need to evaluate the compromises you're doing is, you know, why are you doing these things? Is it for a greater benefit? You know, if he says, hey, you know, I got a new job offer, would you be willing to quit yours and we can move? Like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I can quit my job because the benefit is we're still going to be together. I can get a new job because I'm ultimately, you know, you don't really care about the job you're in, whatever. Maybe, hopefully. I can get a new job, you know, we're gonna have a new place, it's a new adventure, he's gonna make more money, whatever. Like, you can see the benefit and you're like, this is worth it. But if your gut is like, no, like, this is my dream job, I don't wanna give it up, and he's like, well, why wouldn't you give it up for me? And it's like, I'm not wanting to give it up for you. Like, if I can make it work, I will. But you know, you gotta review the compromises. You just really do. See the benefits, and who it's benefiting and whatnot. And I think that that really can help you too. Like, if your gut's giving you a bad feeling, then once you view the benefits of it, and maybe there aren't any, then maybe that kind of helps you. You know, you can put, it's kind of a bunch of puzzle pieces. It's like a recipe. Okay, you have A, B, and C, and this is what it adds up to. Okay, now you can make a better decision. But I also think you need to communicate why you don't want to compromise on those things. You can't just be like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, you got to compromise. Or when you compromise, you got to be honest of why you're not compromising. Did I say that right? I don't know. I feel like I said the same words like five times. So when a compromise comes up and you don't want to do it, you have to explain why you don't want to. To some extent, and obviously in some situations, I don't think you have to. But I think you should is, and you don't have to call them out and be like, if I do this, then that means you're getting the best of me. Like, no, you can be like, I don't want to do it because this is something that's really important to me. And I think that that's enough. And if there's someone who truly cares about you, they're going to understand because if something's important to them, they would want you to do the same thing. I fully believe that when it comes to these compromises, like, you got to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Like, if you're asking someone to compromise for you, would you be willing to compromise that same thing for them? You know what I mean? It's a double-sided, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, you can ask them to do it, but it's also going to impact you. And I think that's where open communication comes into play with all relationships. And especially in the beginning of relationships, like, I'm not saying the first date, because first date, you're still getting to know each other. But, you know, if you kind of start building on things, and I would say after a couple dates, you know, a couple weeks, maybe a month, I think a lot of the times these are things that come up, you know, in a conversation, like, oh, what do you do for work? Oh, this, and this. Oh, that's super cool. Like, did you go to school for this? Well, yeah. Like, you know, I feel like the conversation eventually builds to your goals and like things you're passionate about. And, you know, that's ultimately what you're doing when you're getting to know someone. You don't really give a fuck about their favorite color. Is it nice that you know it? Yeah, of course. That's really sweet. You know, you don't really care about their birthday. I mean, you do. Like, it does matter. But in the grand scheme of life, like, their birthday is not what makes them who they are, you know? It's their goals, it's their ambitions, it's their passions, it's things people care about. And when you learn these things about someone right in the beginning, I feel like that's a great time to evaluate, like, okay, do our passions line up? You know, these are clearly things that are important to them. Are these things important to me? How could these things impact each other in the long run from my side and his side or their side or whatever? You know, I also think that when it comes to these sorts of things, a lot of the things, and I like, I'm only speaking from experience. I cannot speak. You know, I'm not, I think that's the big thing is I'm not a therapist. I am not a professional. I'm literally just giving my advice and my opinions and based on my experiences and things I've learned, through example and failures myself. You know, I think in the beginning is really the easiest way to figure out if that person's compatible with you or not, and if you will be compromising, or if they are worth compromising for. I've said it before with the red flags. I feel like a lot of the times people, you know, the red flags are right fucking in front of you. Like, ultimately, people cannot hide, for the most part, they cannot hide their red flags. And I feel like that's the same with the passions and stuff like that. Like, I've always been someone very upfront that's like, I love my job. I'm very proud of my job. Like, I'm career oriented, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've said that from day one. Like, I think everyone knows that about me in the first place. Like, I love my job and I am committed to building my career, and I have been since like day one. And it's very fulfilling for me. It's, you know, I love moving up and getting kudos and accomplishing things at work. If my man were to go into a relationship with me and a year down the road be like, you know what, I want you to quit your job and be a stay-at-home mom, I'd lose my fucking shit. I'd be like, I'm sorry, since day one I've told you I will never be a stay-at-home mom. Like, no, I will always have a job. Will I take time off, you know, maternity leave, whatever, if I have a kid? Absolutely, of course. Why wouldn't I get paid for that shit. But like, I fully would be mad. I would be so freaking mad because I'm like, I've been so transparent with you since day one. Like, at that point, it's not a compromise. Like, That's what I'm trying to get at, is if you are upfront about the things you are passionate about and whatnot, then they should not ask you to compromise on those things down the road. I think there's going to be times where you have to evaluate, can you compromise those things? Like I've said, you know, the best situation I can come up with is, you know, if your significant other got a job offer and you need to move for that. And if you're a career oriented person and you're madly in love with your job, you know, maybe that's going to be a tough one to figure out. And I can't tell you what you should do, but you know, if you've been upfront about your passions and your goals and stuff from the beginning, and they're asking you to compromise those things, then yeah, I think they're asking you to compromise too much, because you've been very honest with them from the beginning about what you care about, you know. And if they're telling you things that they're passionate about, you know, right from the beginning, but then you ask them to compromise those things, it doesn't make you any better. So, I think, you know, and it's funny. So Darius and I, we're getting married, and obviously we're getting married rather quickly. You know, we dated for a month and a half, almost 2 months last time, broke up for 3, and like basically didn't talk, didn't see each other at all for 3 months, got back together. And then a month later we were engaged, and now we're 3 months down the road. So like total. So like we really haven't been together that long, maybe a total of 5 months. Total. And so obviously we're getting married, and so I made a list of things for us to talk about. I was like, listen, before we get married, like, we need to have some serious conversations, you know, like we need to ultimately see, like, is this something we want to do? Like, how are we going to do this? And so, you know, I talked about finances. I was like, how, you know, these are my debts. You know, these are, you know, bills I have to pay. You know, what bills do you have, and what kind of debts do you have? You know, this is my income. It's important that my partner, you know, the person I'm marrying, knows my income. Like, I don't want them to stretch me thin, and I don't want them to feel like I'm counting on them for things or whatever. You know, I was like, do you have a savings? We talked about accounts. Like, how are we going to handle accounts? Stuff like that. And, you know, we went into the whole finances talk. Well, then, you know, we talked about, you know, if one of us gets sick, like, obviously, you know, he is working in a very dangerous field. And I was like, you know, if something happens, like, what do you want, like, do you want extreme measures taken? Do you want to be put on life support? That sort of stuff. Like, if you were to pass, like, do you want me to make sure all your stuff goes to Stetson, your son? Like, these were things we talked about. And I was like, family, you know, my family lives far away. Ultimately, I want to see them at least 3 times a year. That doesn't mean we're always going there. But ultimately, you know, we got to go back and forth, you know, maybe 4 times total. Like, we go twice, they come twice. And I was like, how are we going to manage that? What if we book a trip and all of a sudden something comes up where your family's like, hey, you know, it's, you know, so and brother's birthday. Are you going to come? Well, we have a trip planned to Oregon. Like, do we just cancel our trip because your family's closer? Like, how do we know whose family event is more important than the others? And those were conversations we had. Like, how are we going to handle those? Because those are ultimately the times where you're going to have to compromise and handle things. And so I think if it comes down to you being in a serious relationship, have those tough conversations. And if you feel like you can't have those conversations, then you're not with the right person. Like, if you genuinely feel like, well, I can't bring that up. Like, how long have you been together? You know, how long have you been together? Should you be having these tough conversations? I mean, if you've been together 1 to 2 years, I mean, that's a long time to commit to one person. So if you're not ultimately dating for marriage, then why are you dating? And, you know, if you're dating for marriage, then you should be able to have these conversations. And if you have these conversations, then you'll understand what you guys are also willing to compromise on and not compromise on. And I ultimately think it will either strengthen your relationship, or I think it will kind of be the light at the end of the tunnel of maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship. And I know that that's not always what you want to hear, especially when you've put so much time into a person, you know, you love them. But, you know, at the end of the day, and I say that a lot, that phrase, at the end of the day, you got to figure out what matters most to you and what matters most to them. And ultimately, if those matters are cohesive. So take that and do what you want with it. But I guess my main takeaways are, know what you are willing to compromise and what you are not. And if you feel like you are always the one compromising, bring it up. Or maybe that's a sign that, you're in a relation, a one-sided relationship. I don't know. Have the tough conversations and be honest with each other and trust your gut. Honestly, at the end of it, just trust your gut. And if your gut tells you something's off or something's not right, then maybe it's not, And whatever happens, I wish the best for you guys, and I hope this helps.